Greetings, my friends, and welcome to the Paula Gordon Show, Conversations with People at the Leading Edge. I'm Paula. If you feel a certain rumbling of the earth beneath your feet, it may not be an earthquake, it might be a groundswell. Poetry is back, and its popularity is growing, says our guest, the prize-winning poet and teacher Thomas Lux. Why? Because people are again speaking their poems, and poems are again speaking to people. Take, for example, Thomas Lux's own powerful poem in his own voice.
The people of the other village hate the people of this village and would nail our hats to our heads for refusing in their presence to remove them, or staple our hands to our foreheads for refusing to salute them if we did not hurt them first.
Thomas Lux is an internationally acclaimed poet. He has received awards and grants, including the prestigious Kingsley Tufts Poetry Award, 3 Pushcart Prizes, 3 NEA Grants, and a Guggenheim Fellowship. The Cradle Place will be his 9th book of poems. Mr. Lux also holds the Bourne Chair in Poetry and directs the McKevor Visiting Writers Program at the Georgia Institute of Technology, Poetry at Tech. Prior to Georgia Tech, Mr. Lux taught for 27 years at Sarah Lawrence College, directing the MFA program in poetry for the last 15. He has served on the MFA faculties of major universities, including Columbia, Michigan, Iowa, and California, Irvine. Bill Russell and I have been caught by surprise by poetry, so it was our great good fortune when Thomas Lux came into our lives and agreed to tell us what's going on here. Thomas Lux, I was at the grocery store not long ago and had struck up a conversation, which is always much more useful than reading the garbage that is there for reading. And at the end of this in-the-line grocery store conversation, the guy said, "You have a great smile." And I said, "Thank you." And then he absolutely astonished me. He said, "I want to give you a poem." And I said, "Okay." And it was a lovely poem, but what it said to me was, something's happening out there that I, in a grocery store line, am given a poem. What's going on, Thomas Lux?
Well, something definitely is in this country and all over the world, as far as I can tell, and particularly in the last 15, maybe 20 years. I date my writing life to, say, 1968, when I took my first class. I was an undergraduate in college. I started publishing in the late 60s. But something, maybe in the late 80s, early 90s, started to change. There all of a sudden were many more venues for poetry. Poetry was leaving the academy. It had almost exclusively been in universities and colleges. And all of a sudden it was happening in libraries and art centers and all sorts of other places not necessarily connected with universities. I think the spoken word or the slam poets have a lot to do with this popularity, because they brought poetry back to the voice, to the human voice. Their poetry was accessible, not intellectual, didn't make people feel stupid. A lot of people grew up hating poetry because it made us feel stupid. We didn't understand.
Yes, this is true.
You know, what a poet said. A poet would never say anything directly. Poems became something like riddles or something you had to decipher, and it took a lot of the joy and the pleasure out of poetry. But that has been changing. And it's astonishingly different, the range of places where poets read today, the kinds of venues, the publishing houses, dozens and dozens of new ones, contests for writers, grants, etc., for writers and poets. It's just been a huge growth and difference since I was a young writer.
It almost seems as if it's responding, that poetry is responding to our need rather than us going to poetry for a need.
I think that's true. I mean, I think poetry speaks very directly, clearly, powerfully to the human condition. There's something about it that is unadorned. You don't need guitars or synthesizers or computers or anything to do poetry. It's just the language on the page. It has to supply its own music. The language has to supply its own music. I think there is something about this one-on-one connection between a writer and a reader or a listener that people were hungering for, that longed for that kind of connection.
You don't need 2-3 tractor trailers and a bus to take it on the road.
No.
You can go. You're talking about the evolution in the 20th century. It sounds like what. Part of the challenge was the same thing that happened to classical music, that it became cerebral, it became intellectual, it became dense, it required analysis and thought and a fairly sophisticated understanding to appreciate it, and people tuned out by the millions.
Well, I think so. I think it's a similar kind of thing, because right up through the 19th century, poetry had a very large audience in America. There were certain poets who were very popular, Longfellow, Whittier, etc. Even illiterate people knew poetry often by heart. Poetry.
Illiterate
people, yeah, knew poetry by memory, by heart, even if they couldn't read. And that changed with modernism. All of a sudden, modernism created this person called the critic, whose job used to be to separate the wheat from the chaff and tell the reader what is good and why and what is not good and why. But with modernism, the critic became the person who stood between the artist, the poet, and the audience to explain the work to the poor, dumb reader who was not smart enough to get it anymore. And that's where this people started to turn away from poetry. Not that there weren't great modernist poets, Eliot, Stevens, Pound, Crane, Yeats, etc. They were all great poets, American and Irish. But their work was often incomprehensible to most people. And those great modernist poets had one thing that their imitators, the poets who followed them, didn't have, and that was a tremendous ear and a tremendous sense of the music of the language. The 2 or 3 generations of the imitators of the modernists simply did not have that musical ability.
The musical ability has been carried on by Thomas Lux, who is with us here on the Paula Gordon Show. Bill Russell and I invite you to be with Thomas Lux when we all three return from the Commerce Club in just a moment.